Stephen, the Coalition for Open Government was originally formed in 1979 and campaigned for what became our Freedom of Information Act.
Yep.
Why did you decide to revive it for this new purpose rather than come up with a new name?
I guess because it had got a lot of traction back in the 70s and early 80s and had such great success, and because it was concerned with much the same issue, which is sort of opening up government so that ordinary people can see what's going on. In that case, it was the mechanisms of sort of politics and access to official information. And in this case, it's more the access to information about who's giving money to the political parties.
And I note that one of your colleagues in COG is Graham Edgler, who blog readers will know is no lefty liberal.
No.
Is it important that an initiative like this isn't seen as being from either side of the political spectrum?
Yeah, I think it is. And what I've been really pleased about is the fact that he and I and others across the spectrum, once we sit down and look at the issues, we tend to agree on what the shape of the best policies ought to be, even if there's some disagreement about detail. I mean, most thinking people kind of end up arriving, I think, roughly where we arrive, which is some distance away from where the politicians arrive.
And yet, by the same token, you seem open to changing your mind in the face of a good argument.
Yeah, well, half of what we want to do is just allow people to talk about this and give them information so that they can make up their minds about what the best proposals will be. Because we're worried that the whole dialogue will be monopolised by politicians, who, of course, have got their own interests at stake in working out the rules. And, you know, that's not just the ones who are trying to design the new rules, but the ones who are trying to defend the old ones or to stop changes from coming into place. I mean, both of them have got their own agendas. And we want, you know, people to have access to information from people who are a bit more independent so that they can decide for themselves what the rules ought to be.
Now, people can read and discuss your five policy propositions on the website, but can you sum them up for us? Is there a guiding principle here?
Well, I guess it's transparency, and then it's mostly transparency so that people can tell, and particularly before the election, we can tell who's giving money to political parties before we vote. We'd also think there should be caps on that so that not people with big money, that's unions and business and individuals, can't exercise too much influence over the government. And that includes third parties as well. Sure, you can have your say. It's a free speech environment, but we think that we ought to know as voters who's behind third-party campaigns, and that third parties ought to be capped in their expenditure too, probably. And then we think that it ought to be enforced in a much better way. You saw what a pig's breakfast it was last year, with the police deciding not to prosecute anyone despite a whole bunch of breaches. We think that should be tidied up, and the penalties should be increased and given real teeth.
And I guess it's a key point here that the law is going to be changed, so it may as well be done properly.
Yeah, well, I figure this is probably going to come along once in a generation. Here's an opportunity for this to be changed in a good way. I mean, every time we have an election, we have the select committees coming out and saying, oh, there are problems. And the election commission comes out and says, oh, there are problems. But they never really get, there's not enough time to fix them before the next election, so it just all gets shelved. We're hoping that, you know, every so often we're going to sit down and make a really good job of it. I'm not sure that's actually happening this time round. Perhaps the last time was in 1986 with the Royal Commission into the Electoral System that gave us MMP. They also looked at the rules and said there should be more transparency and said there probably should be some state funding. But, you know, well, that hasn't really gone anywhere.
What do you make of the standard of debate so far? It seems to be largely the Herald and a few bloggers who've taken it seriously.
Yeah, I've been pretty impressed with the Herald, at least feeding information. And I've been really impressed with the blogosphere. They're really the only people who are engaging in this. And at our website, we've got a blog going up there as well. And other bloggers are picking up on it and debating the policy issues, which is completely terrific. Whereas the mainstream media, by and large, have been ignoring the policy debate and just quoting the politicians, which I'm dismayed about, I have to say.
Oh, well, best of luck with it, and I'm sure some of our listeners will visit.